All right, next we've got Rachel Lane.
Dancing in the kitchen, swinging all alone. You look up, smile, and set down the phone. Nestled in your embrace, I'm reminded how I need your softness and your strength when you ask to.
This is obviously a contrafact of Blackbird.
Really, obviously.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's lovely. You know, it might not be quite as ambitious as some of the other entries this round, but I can't fault it for that. It's good that this song is not overworked. You know, I'm not sure about that ticky percussion sound, but that also I don't think was terrible. I don't think it was really damning.
It's in my notes, too. I certainly noticed it, and I'm not sure if it was there intentionally, but I would have gotten rid of it if I could have.
Yeah, I thought it was maybe not ideal. Maybe it was fine, but should have been turned down a little bit. I'm not sure, but it was a choice, and you know, people got to make their own choices that way. The melody is lovely, and the vocal performance, you know, both the lead vocal and the backing vocals is just heavenly. And really, you know, that's all you need to get high marks from me. Make a heavenly, transcendent love song with beautiful performances. Is that too much to ask?
It is a lot to ask, but she seems to do it effortlessly.
Yeah, yeah, just amazing.
Yeah, I love this a lot, too. I thought her new melody for Blackbird works really well. And I had wondered, as I do because I just can't get my brain out of the challenge, but I'd wondered if she had potentially used too much of Blackbird and there wasn't enough original material there. But I think the point is to, you know, repurpose a chord progression, and I don't think I can fault her for doing it too much. So ultimately, this song, I think, is in my top two. I think part of what made this so effective is that she just didn't do a lot wrong. Like, the new melody is great, her singing is great, the original Blackbird chord progression is performed very well. Just everything works in this song. And as much as I wanted to find reasons to ding it, I couldn't. And yeah. I liked it every time it came on. Like,
yeah.
What about you? Did this make it in your top two?
Yeah. Yeah. This is number two for me.
Yeah.
So
for me as well.